The topic of the lesson now will be chosen passages from the sources. In the topic of the 9th of Av, the Day of Love, we'll be reading from excerpt 5. Excerpt 5 from
Abash.
There is self-love, and there is love of the Creator. And there is a medium, which is love of others. That through love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself, is a great rule in the Torah. And as old Hillel said to the Gentile, who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one leg. He said to him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. And the rest, go study. This is so because through love of others, we come to love of the Creator. And then the whole Torah and all the wisdom are in his heart.
Can we repeat it?
Again, excerpt 5, Rabash. There is self-love, and there is love of the Creator. And there is a medium, which is love of others. That through love of others, we come to love of the Creator. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself is a great rule in the Torah. As old Hillel said to the Gentile who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one leg. He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. And the rest, go study. This is so because through love of others, we come to love the Creator. And then, the whole Torah and all the wisdom are in his heart.
Yes, Egal.
I want to
understand. A Gentile is someone who wants to be a Jew, meaning in love of others, right?
Yes.
So we start in this, that, as he says here, that I don't want to do to the friend what is hated by me?
We start even earlier than that.
What does that mean, way before?
You check your state relative to others, how much you are in a better state compared to everyone.
What does it mean, don't do to others what you hate? How does that compare to loving him?
That you perform a restriction over yourself, and before you do something to a friend, you check. Would you want to receive such an attitude from each and everyone who surrounds you, from people around you? This is a very practical form, extremely practical, whereby if we relate to reality in this way, then each time we'll discover how that reality upgrades its attitude toward us more and more and more. They demand of us to come to recognize the evil. the evil of our own nature. Okay?
Thank you,
Rav. It says here that there is self-love and there is love of the Creator. And there is a medium, a middle ground, which is love of others. How can you say that it's a medium? It sounds like self-love is one thing, and love of others and love of the Creator is entirely like there's nothing in the middle. These are like two opposites, two different sides. And it says here that it's a medium between the love of others, is a medium between self-love and love of the Creator.
Why don't you think this is so?
Love of friends and love of the Creator is almost the same thing, no?
But self-love?
Self-love is nature, right? A different nature.
Okay, so what's the question? The
question is love of friends truly in the middle?
No, it's on the way, though. Where I can imagine that I'm still an egoist, that it's worthwhile for me to love the friends because through them I come to various good states, better states. And then I advance. So I see that making a change toward the friends, I can change myself.
Thank you. Rav, what's the connection between loving the others and reaching love of the Creator to this that all the Torah and wisdom are in one's heart?
All of the whole Torah and all of the wisdom are in his heart on the condition that he reaches love of others. And
then what's the connection? How can it be there from love, the whole Torah is in one's heart, from loving the others?
Yes. How can it not be this way? His heart becomes from a will to receive to a will to bestow, from hate to love. And then he is in the process of coming closer, of connecting to all the people in the world.
So why is wisdom revealed to him? All the wisdom of the Torah, and he understands everything.
Yes, because wisdom is the wisdom of connection between everyone. All of the science and all of the wisdom and culture, education and whatever you can talk about, it all has to do with and is connected to and comes out of the how you bring people closer, the closeness of the hearts.
So he wouldn't have a need then to study? Just out of loving?
No, of course not. He will see it from nature.
How
can it be anywhere, any other way? If we don't love each other, what would happen? There will surely be separation and ruin.
The question is, how can it be the knowledge comes to flow in one's heart from love?
From acquiring these qualities of connection and love? Help him ask.
No. Ken.
Yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, the afternoon lesson, he said that we have nothing to learn really about nature, that it's all love.
Yes.
So what can we take from nature? Because if I understood correctly now, Love is the nature of the Creator. So what do I want to take from this, to learn from this nature?
If I come to a point where my heart opens up and I accept all of reality inside of my heart,
this
means that I come to complete adhesion with the Creator.
Thank you.
בסדר, כן.
גם כתוב בתורה, אם אני לא טועה, כל המתיירה אותי.
It's also written in the Torah, if I'm not mistaken, all who fear me, the Torah is all in one's heart. So what's the connection between these two qualities of fear and love of others?
לגמרי את הרצון לקבל שלנו שיהיה בעל מנת להשפיע.
If we haven't corrected fully our will to receive, to be in order to bestow to the other, meaning in order to connect all the parts of creation into one structure, then we are we have this internal warning, this internal warning to or caution to ensure that this structure will not come crumbling down.
That
its separate parts would be drawn together, connected, and in this way will reach correction.
What structure?
The structure, the general structure of reality. The will to receive, the Creator created, and we need to connect this will to receive to a single system called Adam HaRishon. From the created being side, that same system that we build like the Creator was up there. We call it the system of Adam HaRishon.
So, if this system is important to me, and it's important for me to fulfill it, to maintain it, that it's whole, that's called that I have fear of the Creator? Is there a connection between those things?
I have connection to fear of the Creator when I wish to build a system who's entirely
תקיים את החוק הזה של האיכות.
Who's going to keep this law of unity, of connection?
אדם שמתיירא את השם זה...
So a person who fears the Creator is a person who wants to fulfill, to maintain the system?
Yes.
That it will be able to ultimately receive the light of the Creator? The structure is important to him, where the Creator can exist in it, this neshama, the structure.
Yes.
And thus he fulfills love of others?
Yes.
No.
Thank you. You said before, regarding not to do to one's friend what's hated upon oneself, that I want to check if the friend wants to, if the friend is receiving me the same attitude as I want to receive, like, this is on the way to spirituality, only in this?
Okay, ויש עוד שאלה. גם בשיעור וגם אחרי השיעור, שאני מקשיב לשאלות ותשובות, אז הלב שלי...
When we listen to the questions and answers and the lessons, I feel my heart opening up. Even just reading them, I feel I have inner impressions. But when I'm reading Bala Sulam or Rabash, I feel like my heart is more shut to their writings.
ובשיעורים שלנו בדרך כלל לא מרגישים גבולות, כי אנחנו מדברים על דברים שמקובלים על כולם.
אז איך אפשר יותר לפתוח את הלב?
Is there where you feel limits? Question, so how can we open up our hearts more to the articles of the Kabbalists?
אני חושב ש...
I think...
צריכים...
That we need to
ויותר.
More and more.
להרגיש את עצמו חייב.
He needs to feel himself obligated, connected, committed to the friends. Or if you take upon yourself a condition whereby you must bring them to the end of correction, this will help you.
Thank you, Rav.
Rav, I just
wanted to add here that yearning causes this too. When we read the preparation, being that we gathered here for love of friends, all my yearning was that it would really be soaked into every cell. And then this yearning, this prayer for going above reason, I just read that this yearning for it to enter you helps very much.
We are on the seam, on the border between Lo Lishma and Lishma. Let's hope that soon we'll begin to feel it working on us. Okay?
Nu bo nishma.
Let's hear you.
Yes, mevakesh kavod, veyesh.
There is one who asks for honor, and there is one who asks for godliness. Why does one who demand for godliness necessitate great concessions?
Because it's a lot more than simply asking for honor.
Okay, then how do we go from being narrow-sighted to be open-hearted?
By connecting to the correct environment.
Okay, it's restriction, screen, and reflected light conditions which allow me to eat from the tree of reason, the tree of life. Yes. Thank you.
Again, Dodie.
What does
it mean that we're on the seam between Lo Lishma and Lishma?
We need to try and feel through our efforts what can that state of Lishma be?
What
are we looking to describe, depict to ourselves?
Whatever we see in the articles. What is the state called Lishma?
You say that it needs to work on us. Are we supposed to expect it, or will it just work on us?
No, it has to be clarified in each and every one, and in this mutual influence between everyone, and it should influence everyone.
What are we looking for in the articles when we're reading, like in Rabash articles?
Look for depictions of Lishma.
It's
recommended that we bring them to the lesson and read it before everyone. These examples should be before us.
I wrote here what you said before, that we want to feel more obligated to the friends, that you're obligated to bring them to the end of correction.
Yes, of course. No one will be able to make it without the help of all the friends.
So I need to depict ahead of me the state of the end of correction, that that's what we need to reach?
Yes. But what does it mean? There has to be a mutuality here. Arvut, mutual guarantee. The complete mutual guarantee.
And that's what lacks, the sensation of arvut?
Maybe it's not felt so much, but it will be felt in us as the necessary thing. That's it, no more questions. So beautiful.
Yeah.
In what does the Kabbalist love the others?
In that they are parts of his soul. And by connecting them to himself, he comes to the revelation of the soul, and inside the soul, the revelation of the Creator.
But he needs to see, first of all, that they're part of the soul.
No, no, it's certain that everyone is like that. There's no question there. The fact that he doesn't see it, but he needs to accept a priori that all these created beings are parts of his soul.
Meaning, so even those who seem the most disconnected to me,
there's no such thing.
Okay,
no more? Okay.
Rav, love of the Creator is the result from our work and love of others. Right. Not something we work on directly.
Love of the Creator is an outcome of love of others.
Yeah, so we work on love of others, and then a person can check, ask himself, I check by asking myself, do I love the Creator or not?
Yes.
How should a person then relate to the 10 when he wants to present this connected vessel to the Creator? How is this connected to the love of the Creator?
Again?
The vessel, right? That a person connects his 10, he wants to each time connect it and present it to the Creator, to serve it to the Creator. So, this is like what, a gift that we're giving to the Creator in love?
It's a collection of desires that used to be at odds. And a person was not able to work with all of them at all because they're full of conflicts and oppositions, but now that they're all aimed at the one Creator, then they work toward him as a single desire. The goal is one, and it connects the different desires into one.
But that like gives the created beings the opportunity to express love?
Yes. Express love because I have importance for bestowing to the Creator more than the importance of bestowing from one desire to the next. Not even in connecting all of those desires into one desire and fill it. If it's not clear, please ask.
כן.
סליחה רב, לא הבנתי את המשפט האחרון.
Sorry רב, that last sentence wasn't clear to me.
אפילו לא יודע לחזור על המשפט, אבל אמרת ש...
I don't even know how to repeat it. You said that it's more important to bestow to the Creator than to bestow from desire to desire and connect it as one vessel. What did you mean, רב?
היו הרבה כאלה מצבים...
There were many such states where Rabash would say something unclear. Like, what did he say? And when he was asked again about it, he said, I wanted this to be in the air.
You said to ask, so I asked.
So you asked, fine. After some time, you will repeat the same things and you'll understand it and you feel it and realize it and it will be part of your path. What do you do next?
Excerpt 6?
And that's what Hillel HaNasi said.
And this is what Hillel HaNasi assumes. that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to man. And we should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before his eyes, and he knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. For this reason, he does not define the goal as, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. For indeed, they are one and the same, since he should also love his friend with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, as this is the meaning of the words, as yourself, because he certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might, and with the Creator, he may deceive oneself, may deceive himself, though with his friend, it is always laid out before his eyes.
Yes, Shilot?
Any questions on that?
Rav, יש לי שאלה לגבי המשימה שנתת לנו.
Rav, I have a question regarding the task you gave us to look for depictions of Lishma and the writings of the Kabbalists, Abash and Baal HaSulam. What is this dependent on? Our ability as a ten to find such depictions.
I don't
know. Has to do with how much you want to look for it and connect to such depictions and for such illustrations will format you, reformat you from within, in your desires, in your thoughts, in your inner connection. That's it.
Our connection in the ten, like the higher the level of connection, it could help us find the depictions more?
Yes, of course.
Tov. As יש לנו כאן חדר אבן. Please.
בקטע קודם כתוב שאהבת חברים זה...
In the previous excerpt, it says that love of friends is a medium between self-love and love of the Creator. Is there a connection between this medium and what we call the middle line?
This is tough. It's tough. We will need, it's like in math, we need to do a few, perform a few actions in order to reach a state where we can equate one with the other. We'll do it at one point.
Again.
Rav, can I ask too?
Yes.
Can I ask the connection between 9th of Av and 15th of Av?
Again.
Yes.
Is it correct to see the 9th of Av as the posterior of 15th of Av? That if a person prepares himself correctly in the 9th of Av and correct prayer and lack, then on the 15th of Av, the day of love, he'll receive the result, the suitability.
Yeah, there's something there.
H-10.
H-10.
כן רב, רק רוצים לברר רק שאלה, מה ההבדל בין אהבת הזולת לאהבת חברים?
רב, what's the difference between love of others and love of friends? What can I demand from the friends that I can't demand from others?
מחברים אתה יכול כאילו...
From the friends, you can demand everything. With the friends, you are in this connection where you connect as one man in one heart, and there's nothing concealed between you. It's not right away, but ultimately, yes, that's what you're headed towards. And you wish to be in one heart, meaning in this entire system, which is
which will connect them.
What does it mean that it won't be concealed from one another?
In the ten, we can behave in the most open way possible, as long as it's coordinated correctly with our advancement toward the complete correction, and that's it.
Okay, and regarding the others, I need entirely to be closed up and concealed. The attitude is completely different, but that's being the final goal.
About the other, we have to be very, very arranged and very comfortably relative to them. Not that we're opposite to them, we hate them, we reject them, repel them. No, we're ready to help, ready to bring them closer.
Ultimately, all our exertion, love of friends, is the aim that others, right, to reach love of others.
Yes.
So that is the attitude.
Yes.
Can
I ask a question, Rav? Especially after the Congress we've been through, there's a lot more warmth in the group and love between the friends. How can we preserve it so that we don't lose it?
We don't need to keep it or to guard it, rather to advance it more and more and more.
How?
How? You need to reach a state that your fear from this, that the group can fall apart in your eyes, that would be a tragedy. A true tragedy. Not this world, not the next world, nothing. Everything disappears from you and you are thrown out of the entire system of the worlds and souls. You have nothing. You have no place.
I remember you cautioned me on this. I didn't understand what it means to have this fear, but now I do.
It's a sign you've advanced. Very nice. Mark
25.
There's natural love between us, and there's love that we cultivate. Is the example of a mother and a child can teach us how to work in the ten?
We
can't express this in one sentence. But we need to reach a state that each one worries for his friend like his own baby. That each one worries for all of humanity like his group, and all of us together come closer to loving the Creator like the center of our entire existence. That's it.
Woman Mark 56.
Woman Mark 56.
Hello, Rav.
It says, love your friend as yourself, but there is a state where you don't love yourself. Let's say, sometimes people don't relate nicely to you and you don't understand how you got to that state.
It's still love. It's still love.
Tov, efo gena?
Excerpt number 7. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me.
אין הפירוש שהחברים יאהבו
אותי.
Rather, it is I who must love the friends.
את החברים.
זאת אומרת, זה לא בא מהאדם כלפי האחרים.
Meaning, it doesn't come from the person himself towards the others.
בצורה שהוא דורש מהם, אלה שהוא...
In a manner that he demands from them, rather that he fills them.
כן.
Yes.
ונראה לי שיש את הציור הזה של כאילו כל הכלי העולמי או שכולם...
It seems like there's this depiction of the world כלי that we're all in it, that this horizontal line, on the one side you have self-love, on the other side you have love of the creator, and where each one is,
מה שמייצב אותו זה מצד אחד
that place on the one side is are we ready to surrender and accept faith above reason, and against that there's the fears and shame and protections, and we're having a hard time to moving it.
Right. כולנו מאמינים, באים לשוק.
We all come here, we all believe this, we all come to the morning lesson. What can make this leap?
Support. You,
in this that you free yourself from such things, from keeping them, you allow your friends, you give them all the freedom of action, and then you can be free yourself.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, רציתי לשאול על ה...
תוספת הזאת. I want to ask about this addition called love.
מה זה מוסיף לזה שיש אהבת חברים? כאילו, למה זה לא מוסיף
חברים? How does it add anything when we have love of friends? Why doesn't that have to just be friends?
קשר.
Love of friends is called that there is a connection between us.
שהוא למעלה מכל ה...
That is...
הגבלות.
Above all limitations, above all revelations, negative or positive, could be, doesn't matter. That this connection is...
I don't
know how to say it. It's from the most upper force that could be in nature. That if we would take all of nature, then there are connections and connections and connections and all sorts of levels of still vegetative animate speaking, more and more and more. But the connection that comes, that we get by love, is connection that...
I don't know how to say it.
I don't know how to say it. It's above self-calculation, above self-love. I don't know how to say it. Connection by love is a connection that cannot be checked, cannot be changed. It's above all the rules of nature.
מה זה התוספת הזאת של אהבה? כאילו, מאיפה אתה מוסיף אהבה ל...
What is this addition of love? Oh, how do you add love to the connection between the friends? How do you add love?
לקשר בינינו.
This that we draw the Creator to connection between us, and we want to reveal the Creator, we want to place Him in the connection between us.
But
also, even with the Creator, this is what we call love of the Creator. So what do you add there? The Creator on top of the Creator? What is this addition of adding love in the connection?
That it's above all calculations, above all conditions,
שאין לזה שום גבול.
That it has no limit, no restriction.
No restriction in what?
To obligation.
לתמיכה.
To support.
That
love covers all.
Now, what is love of the Creator? What is that addition of love in front of the Creator?
Love of the Creator is that from it we drink the love between us. That out of love of the Creator in us, we can receive a bit of sparks that they will connect all the parts that are in opposition to begin with.
The addition of love is something that you activate, or how do we add love to these connections?
We demand this love to exist in the connection between us.
Is the addition of love something the Creator does through the demand? I'm trying to understand, what is love in the system? Where is this thing taking place?
The love in the system is because it emanates from the most upper root. And so the connection with this upper root remains there.
And the ability to bring about love, is this something the Creator gives us?
Yes, of course.
So in the actions that we do with one another, in our attempts to connect, what Rabash writes to us, that we have to reach love of friends.
Right.
What does he want from us?
He wants that we will reach that same connection between us, like he wants to be connected with us.
It's not a connection where now you're friends with someone. It sounds much deeper.
That we will learn from this his connection with us, which is above nature.
Where does it take place, this love of friends? Because we're here in nature, in this world. Where does this love of friend exist?
No, that's already upper force. It's already in the world of Atzilut.
So how do we make it so love of friends will exist between us? If it's such an exalted thing, every word you say makes it sound even more exalted. How can we even come to it?
We can invite him, to draw him, to ask, but not that we control him. But out of this, that specifically in this force, we have been created, formed, and exist. Thus, we can, on the other hand, also to awaken it, to recognize it.
When Rabbi started to write the articles, why did he choose to start with something so exalted called love of friends? Why did he go for that as the first thing?
Because this is what builds us. It gives us a foundation for existence. And we have nothing besides this in what to succeed. Only in this that the Creator relates to us to begin with in absolute love.
Toda.
Unconditional love.
Thank you.
Beseder, Ken, Sasha.
All right, Sasha.
We
know that in the Second Temple, Josephus Flavius wrote that they simply ate each other up. They completely blew up the city from within. And we also know that the students of Rabbi Shimon, they came to a state where they wanted to burn one another.
Where, in that, that sickening state of hate, can this inversion come?
When you reach the end of the hate, then you reveal the love. It's one thing and it's opposite that exists in such points.
Thank you.
In such points.
Нашим рахманиот
said that
women
would cook and eat their children, that only in such a manner would be able to reveal the height of their love.
Can.
Yes. Can. Yes.
Tada. רק כשיש אהבה
only when there's love of friends in the entire ten only then can you discover love of the creator. Is this a condition?
Yes, love of the creator, you learn out of what occurs to you and love of friends. If you didn't have all sorts of such states, love, hate, efforts, exertion, love of friends, that many times you will fall from it and get up again. Without that, you won't know how to reveal the love of friends. And within love of friends, you still need to reveal more the love of the Creator.
But love of the Creator is revealed only when there are 10 friends who love each other. And there, in the middle, the love of the Creator is revealed.
Yeah, let's say. I mean, 10 also is just a number.
Can we make the Creator envy of our connection and invite him to us using that?
That the Creator will be jealous from the connection between us?
Yes, and the love between us.
How would he be jealous?
כאילו שנמשוך אותו על ידי זה שאנחנו אוהבים אחד השני.
If we drew him in and if we love one another, he will also want to be there.
But all that we receive and place, stand up, and connections between us, it all comes from him.
So how
do we attract him? It looks like love of friends is something that we inflate between us until a certain point where the Creator enters into it and clothes into it.
Meaning, as much as we want, to the extent that we want to relate to each other in love, above all calculations, despite that they stand out to us, to our eyes,
right?
And we want to be above them. Accordingly, we can, in these two opposite forms of hate and love that are revealed to us, we can then recognize the Creator. That includes both of them.
And
this is called the prayer.
Yes. Think and ask more. Yes.
מוומן רחובות הם שואלים האם אפשר להרגיש בו זמנית.
Can we feel simultaneously fear and love?
Yes. Love without fear does not exist in the created beings.
They continue and ask, which is the most powerful action that can help us reach love of friends? What is the most powerful action?
Shanachnu עוזרים אחד לשני.
That we help one another in attaining this term of love in mutual support. In mutual support.
No.
Yeah.
In the first article we read, Rabash also speaks of love. So we need to sign a covenant during the love, and then when the spies come, we should rise above them and surround them and cover them. The restriction here is not to spy, is not to do to your friend that which you don't like, not to spy on the friend and see the faults.
This is still a very weak degree.
Everything that Rabbi Akiva and the friends who quote, everything comes from the Torah that Moses gave us. I remember
that
it's written there, don't hate your brother in your heart. And you shall rebuke your fellow friend, so you won't carry his sin. And now people ask here, if a friend doesn't wake up to the lesson, when we look at it, does that mean that we're spying on it or not? What does it mean that we need to bring things out and talk about them so they don't remain inside like this hatred that just festers inside, like you judge the friend and inside you. This point is devouring us from within.
Well,
we'll need to reach this from a different direction, not directly as you're approaching it. Same people are raising their hands. Them at the end, and those two there. Oh.
אילת.
אולי בזווית קצת אחרת.
Maybe from a different perspective, we speak of the attitude to the friends, to the group, to the creator, all kinds of things, love and hate that's revealed. We see a revelation, an unprecedented revelation of hatred in Israel. Very difficult energies.
You're talking about what's happening on the streets. In the streets, we need to make the streets wider, then it won't be so tight.
No, it's happening in the homes. You know, families are being torn apart. People are leaving. Some people are leaving the country. What's the correct attitude for that?
I don't know.
I don't think that we need to do anything besides to explain to them that we're getting closer to corrections. And in order to perform the correct corrections, we need to feel in states that we go through that it's intolerable. And then we'll take it more seriously in advance, step by step.
What's our inner attitude here?
Between us?
How do I relate? That I know that from within my attitude I might change things.
No, between us here there cannot be any change. We need only to see that we are all drawn to correction, to resembling the Creator in connection between us. That we want to reveal that same system of mutual bestowal that's unlimited, that's called Bore, Creator. And that's how we'll advance. I have no doubt in that.
You spoke of the revelation of evil, that we see that there is a very big revelation of evil.
What?
What's happening in Israel?
It's revelation of truth. I'm happy in the wicked that are revealed, because those that are not revealed are in zero hope of being corrected, as you remember from Bala Sulam. And so we're revealing what already existed. That's it. What already was. No such thing that something is revealed and that it wasn't in us, really. Rather, it was in us and will advance and reveal more and more things that are truly they won't surprise us.
And then when this evil is revealed, what do we do with it?
Kiss it.
Can.
Yeah. It's just
so simple to kiss the evil when if you truly suffer. If it's just lip service, I can say, fine, I'm kissing it. But...
Well, then it's not really evil. Evil is called like that you can't even look at it from afar, more so to get it closer, or to touch, or to try to change it somehow. But when we are all together connecting and getting closer to this evil, then we begin to see that specifically in such a manner we could turn this evil to good. And that's how we'll do it. And thus it's not immediately revealed. There are many stages here.
No, Gershon.
Gershon?
אני זוכר שאתה מספר לפעמים את הסיפור שהיית נוסע עם רבש והוא היה שומע חדשות, מה קורה עם החיילים שלנו. וכשהיית שאלתם אותו למה הוא, באמצע שיעור אפילו, היה מפעיל לשמוע מה קורה. ואז הוא ענה שאם הילדים שלך היו שם, אז גם אתה היית, כאילו זה היחס שלו היה בעצם למצב. ובאמת, אני כל הזמן חושב על מה שקורה אצלנו, אצלנו במדינה שלנו, פשוט אי אפשר להתעלם.
He told us a story about it when you were traveling with Rabash.
In our country, you can't ignore what's happening.
יש פה מצב לא טוב.
The state is not good. And I have these thoughts. If Rabash would look at what's happening now, he sees this raging hate on the streets over nothing, really. How he would relate to it? What would he think about? What would he demand of his students?
I don't know what to tell you. Only what seems to me that we wouldn't do anything. There is still no recognition of evil. So each one wants to control his evil. These are usual things. And when will we be able to say something with all this? When the audience will be ready to hear. And there are many stages that the audience needs to go through until then. They need to reach despair. They need to see that what they think, their method, that doesn't bring anything, and so on and so on.
Yes. By the way,
it's coming up a lot in the campus. Students that we're teaching are trying to connect these things. In some way, do we need to include it in our prayers, in our meetings? Do we need to relate to it somehow in the tent?
Yes, nonetheless, if the Creator brings it to us, for our matter of the day, then we need to pay attention to it. But it's still not in such a level that we can really advise what to do and really express our opinion. No, we haven't reached recognition of evil. Nobody in any manner.
it should pain us. We should aspire to have some attitude towards this thing.
The attitude is simple. Besides love, the love covers all crimes. We don't want to expect anything else. We are forbidden.
Seder.
All right.
No.
This recognition of evil, where a person says, the hate that I feel toward the other harms me more than anything else. Meaning I hate the hate that I feel toward the other. Is that approaching recognition of evil?
Let's say.
A person would rather die than admit that something is wrong with him. Where is the boundary where he will agree to it?
He will determine the border. Don't worry. He will determine it. These are small things. Yes.
Yesterday in the morning lesson, I had a very special state. I sat alone in the lesson. It took some time before the friends joined, and I started the preparation for the lesson with the virtual friends. I opened the heart and I said to the friends in the virtual world how much I miss the friends around the table. It's really an unpleasant feeling. And one of the friends told me, I have pity on you that you are alone there. Is that, how do I need to relate to them? Is this love?
It's not love, but he's participating in your sorrow.
But how do I need to relate to it?
That he wants to understand you and can get closer to you.
Yes.
Friends, we're getting close to the end of the lesson. And I see here Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот о том, что я должен любить товарища, а не товарищ.
Regarding how I need to love the friends, and it's not the friends who need to love me. Does it mean that I can feel myself close to all the friends, even to the same friend who's distant from me? Meaning, can that closeness be not mutual?
Да.
You still can't check it.
Yes.
Should I nevertheless want to bring the friend closer?
Of course. I must want to bring every one of the friends in the world closer to me.
If, for example, I love the friend and I see that he doesn't want to come closer, I'm not going to exert force.
Of course not. Only in the same extent that he is prepared for such a mutual action. Woman Mach.
Доброе утро, мировой кли. Спасибо, Рав. А вот у нас такой вопрос по шестому вот отрывку. Здесь говорится
question about excerpt number 6. It says that, of course, he loves himself with all of his heart and soul, but with the Creator he can deceive himself. How can he deceive himself with the Creator?
We will still check this. We still need to check this.
Есть у нас еще USA Northeast.
We also have USA Northeast.
Can one be you, love of friends, as a structural element of Adam HaRishon?
Yes, surely. It's the foundation of his entire structure. Woman PT 33.
A friend is asking, what does it mean to give the friend the freedom of action, freedom of in what or from what?
Freedom of action or faith?
Freedom of action.
To give the friends freedom of action is that I give them the opportunity to act on me however they want. However they want.
Another question on the previous topic, is that okay?
All right.
You said that if the friend decides something, the result obligates all the friends in the tent. So if, for example, we decided that we're all participating in the lesson from in our room, and there's a friend who's used to connecting to the general room, and she's in the lesson not with us but in the general room that contains friends from other tents, does it influence the tent, or is it okay that she watches over there and you are not with us?
It's better that she should connect with us more and more, and she'll get used to it. After a few times, she'll get used to it and she won't have any problems to connect with our group.
Good
morning. All year long, we speak of love of friends, and the holiday of love speaks of the love between men and a woman. Can you explain why specifically in this time we celebrate the connection between a man and a woman, even though our work is to love the friends? That's the main work that we have to do.
No, I can't get into this. We can talk a lot about it with many words and songs, poetry, and whatnot. But I still don't tie love of friends and love of genders. Of course, the man and the woman can help one another in a very, very special manner in climbing all the way to Malchut, to the Creator. But it's still not for us. I'll tell you that. It's still not for us. And in general, it's still not for our world. We still don't understand what our role is at all in the sexes, genders, in bringing a childbirth, all these things.
It
still takes time.
This special structure of man has a masculine part and a feminine part of receiving and bestowing. Is that connected to this holiday that we're celebrating in order to bring us closer to this state?
Yes, and it belongs not only in man, but in each and every kind of still vegetative animate speaking, in each species, you have a male and a female part, and a connection between them, and still, we have not reached the complete understanding of what form the Creator wants us to be connected. All right.
אתם רוצים להמשיך?
You want to continue?
לא.
No.
טוב. אז נלך לנוח.
Okay.
ב-12.
So we'll go rest.
יש לנו שיעור
הבא. Quarter to 12, we have our next lesson, right?
נמשיך.
And we'll continue.
כן, אז הודעות לסיום, חברים יקרים, היום יום.
In conclusion, today, Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Israel time, the global gathering of friends. You can join physically in the center here in Petah Tikva or in the Arvut system. Everyone is invited, men and women, 18 and older. Our broadcast schedule today, 10:30, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah with Dr. Lightman, afternoon lesson. And with Dr. Lechman at noon and 6:30, the gathering of friends.
There's a calling deep inside, together we can. Through the fire we will find a place above the fear. A melody in every heart is waiting to be heard. We will sing with one desire, His song will fill the world. Sobre odio hoy, luchamos por el bien. Nos abrazaremos ya, la ola va a llegar. Un lejano faro está brillando sin cesar. Toda nuestra transgresión cubrimos con amor. Раскрывшееся зло станет вдруг добром. Как заполнишь пустоту вечным естеством. Как из плачения сердец вырвется мольба. Все прегрешения покрыв любовью навсегда. Shafa, me'orer et ha-shafa.